This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hagun Erev Shabbos, as we continue our adventures in Masechtas Kelim, you know, to get through a 30-perek Masechta, and each Mishnah detail packed, it helps to have the discipline of Mishnah Yomis, because then you do it two a day, and you mamish plow through it. So we thank Hashem for this opportunity to learn together. I thank you for joining me. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Leila Nishmas Bas Bas Rabbit, Shalom Ben Avraham Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. And we learn Leila Nishmas David Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, for Eli Yomash Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileah, for the Schus of Avraham and Yom Ben Nishma Malkiudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalema, for Meshmeh Ben Esther Fadl, Lefu Shalema, for Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Rivka Bas Shiraleah, Chana Basha Shabina, Dvor Basha Shabina. We learn for Aram Ben Sara, Meir Ben Chayasara, they should have a Rafu Shalema beside Shaykh of Yisrael. Now, we're going to see that if you have, we know Pshute Kleyates, straight wooden vessels that don't have a base kibble, are Tahar. But metal, even if it's straight, even if it's flatware, it is mekabel tumah. Now let's say it's a mixture of wood and metal. So the Mishnah says it depends which is the main part of the keli. So eich hameshamesh es hamateches. Wood acts only as a servant to the metal. In other words, the metal is the main part. So then even though it's flatware, it's tumah. But mamateches hameshamesh es eitz. If the metal services the wood, but the wood is the main part and it's flat, and tahora. So we're talking theoretically, now the Mishnah gives us practical examples. Ketzad, Pesach HaShaleitz, a key that's made out of wood. Vapin Shela, but it's pins. Remember we said that the key had pins and it's inserted and it pushes away that which stops the bar from sliding. So vapin shela, its pins, which is the main part of the key, is shel matechas, is of metal. Afilu achas, even if one of the pins is metal, tmeya, because the main part is the pin. Beisachas shel matchas, but if the key is metal, vapin shela shel eitz, but the pin is wood, tahira. Now the same thing would be true with a ring. There's a ring and then the signet, but the main part is the ring. So tabah shel matris, if the ring is metal, v'chaisim shela, its signet is made shel almig, which is coral, which has din like wood, tameya, because the main thing is the ring. Tabah shel almig, if the ring is coral, v'chaisim shela shel matris, but its seal is metal, then tahayra. Now, hashen shibitas, if you took a thin metal sheet and made a pin out of it, for a key, Sheba Pesachas, or the metal tooth of a big key, Visheba Mateach, or the metal tooth of a regular key, Tameya Bifnei Atzma. It's Tamei by itself, because even if it's not attached to the key, it could still be used to push open and open the door. Now, before refrigeration, what they would do to keep things cool is they had a long pole, which is called the kedumen, that has hooks that they hung bottles of water and other liquids. So a kedumen or ashkelonim shenishbru, if a lot of the hooks broke, for inkeli shehen kayamas, but one hook is still there, because it could be still used with that one hook. Hamaber. Now these are different types of forks which are made out of wood. So hamaber is a pitchfork. Vamizra, a winnowing fork. Vamagav, a rake. Vichein masrik shel roish, or a comb of the head. Shenitla achas mishinehen, that one of its teeth were taken out. Vason shel matkas, and was made into metal. So most of it is wood, but it has one metal tooth. And since that tooth is part of the function, hari elu tmeyan. However, Valkulan Amar Yeshua Dvar Chiddush Chitshu Seifim, this is a novelty that the Chachamim made, Ve'enima Oshiv. And somebody asked me, why should this be? I don't have what to answer. In other words, he found that just the presence of one tooth shouldn't make the whole Keli to be Tameh. Okay, we want to thank you for joining us. If you're, let's say, on the Western Coast, you have still time. We do have two shiurim on Chukas Balak, the Chukas Balak gems, and the for the Chukas Balak Shabbos table. Check that out. We want to thank you, those that helped this year. Anytime you want to help this year, you could send either to Zell, rmmwsi at aol.com. That's Rabbi Moshe Mewai, Staten Island at aol.com. Or to PayPal at rmmwsi at aol.com. You could sponsor a share by calling 718-916-3100. Daf Yomi this month is Shabbos. Tublat is 10:45. Daf Yomi next week is 9:05. You know, that's at zoom.com, meeting code. All in caps, RMMW, Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, RMMW, all in caps. Thank you for joining us and have a very sweet and wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.